cash, credit, debit, and totally free. The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
More employers are looking at summer workers as the answer to find qualified people for full-time jobs. We welcome Scott Sargis, founder and president, Strategic Search Corp here in Chicago. Scott, explain the dynamic here. Ordinarily, employers bring in these temporary workers, but they're not usually there to stick around.
No, and this trend of temp to perm conversions was a trend back in the tech boom of 2001. And similar to your last guest, Chuck Lieberman, he was saying about Amazon investing for the long term, I recommend my eighth commandment of recruiting, which is constantly recruit. What that means is you want to recruit year-round, not just when you have a job opening.
So are there certain companies that are more prone to this, where they would bring someone in expecting it to be a few months, but then making it permanent?
I think it's across the board, Cisco, because we are in a war for talent for key workers. And I'll give you a classic example. One of our clients in the Northwest suburbs, who's a small firm, it's one of the few small firms that does architectural design, land planning and development, and civil engineering. We're recruiting for a project manager of civil engineering, a registered professional engineer for them. And usually we would have a plethora of candidates. Right now, we're scrambling to find good people, and I just spoke to the owner today, and he's been talking about this of employing attempt to perm conversion. So we are in a real war for talent, especially for key engineers and technical talent.
Who is a typical job seeker that you would be talking about and talking to?
In our firm, we specialize in six areas: engineering, scientific, IT or information technology, research and development, manufacturing, and in general, technical people from staff to vice president level.
And so you will meet a job candidate for the summer months and try to get him or her to stay with the company.
Well, usually in the past, Chris, it was for just the summer months. But one of the big trends has been employers realizing that because there's such a scarcity of talent and we have this war for talent, they're trying to pluck these top candidates and sign them to long-term contracts as soon as possible.
Well, and so from where you sit, the economy must be looking pretty good.
It is. And as you saw last week, the GDP skyrocketed to 4.1% in the second quarter. And that's just adding fuel to the war for talent fire, where there are way, way more demand for key workers than there are supply.
Are you seeing companies actually become less picky about what they're looking for in workers? Maybe certain experience or college degrees or that sort of thing?
Yes. And as the example that I mentioned earlier of my client in the Northwest suburbs, originally they were talking about somebody with 10 years of experience. Now that they've realized that, you know, we are in this war for talent, they agreed to move it down to 5 years. And I've seen other clients. I have some clients on the East Coast that I just finished 20 searches for, consumer goods company. Originally, they were talking about somebody with 3 years of experience for some of their engineering positions. They ratcheted that down to recent grads. So it takes some education on my part, because a lot of people still don't realize we're in a war for talent.
Scott Sargis, thanks so much. Scott is founder and president of Strategic Search Corp. Online at strategicsearch.com.